Storm Publishing presents Sex Ed, written by Kristen Bailey and read by Harry Dobby. Prologue. 8th of April, 2011. Mia. I think it might be happening today. Laura said it would happen, but I don't trust Laura because she's a massive fan of Justin Bieber. She has a Justin Bieber duvet set. And there was one time she told everyone at school that his tour bus broke down outside her house, and he stopped at hers to use the downstairs toilet. Anyway, she sits next to Toby in English, and she reckons when he opened his bag to take out his copy of Pride and Prejudice, she saw that he had a pack of ribbed Durex in there, which can only mean one thing. I'm going to have sex today after school. It's no big deal. It's Toby. I've been Toby's official girlfriend for a year, ever since we got together at that party in the community centre, the one where we all smuggled in alcohol in water bottles and someone's mum threw a fit and wrote a really angry Facebook post. It's just sex. With Toby. I know Toby. I think I love Toby. I've let him touch my boobs. Anyway, he might not even want sex today. Maybe he bought the condoms as a joke. And it will also depend if he's on the bus. I climb the stairs to the top level of our double-decker and scan the heads. I cross my fingers. Crap. He's here. Be cool.
You all right?
Toby says, turning to look at me. He looks different. Has he had a haircut? He's definitely wearing product. I didn't wash my hair today. I wish I had now. You all right? I reply, nodding, trying to act chill by tossing my rucksack on the double seat opposite him. Across the way, an older lady watches me, and I can see she's judging the length of my skirt and the thickness of my foundation. She can swivel. Toby shifts uncomfortably in his seat, then looks at me. Is he going to ask me on the bus? Hey, let's have sex this afternoon? If he does, that judgy old lady will die.
My mum and dad are both on shift, working till late, if you want to come round,
he asks, casually. Shit.
Yeah,
I say.
We can watch a film or something, he suggests.
The two boys behind him giggle, elbowing each other. One of them is Leon Mount, who once caught his hair alight on a Bunsen burner. I don't appreciate being the butt of their jokes, so I scowl at them. All I feel is panic. Am I wearing the right pants? Is this how I want to lose my virginity? Since that first kiss at the party, we've hung out in our bedrooms.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?